Good morning, students. I hope all of you are fine. I welcome you to the e-content of class 9th grammar lesson, subject verb agreement. We also tell it concurred because we read about the agreement between the subject and the verb in the sentence. A subject has to agree with the verb for the correct grammatical usage, and the correct usage is important for a meaningful communication and an effective writing. We would read it from various perspectives, like singular noun, plural noun, collective noun, phrases, etc. Let's discuss this. We would begin from point number one, and it is about number. We would see here the basic principle of subject-verb agreement is that singular subjects need singular verbs, plural subjects need plural verbs. For example, the girl is playing, singular. The girls are playing, this is plural. Right. You can also say, he likes sweets. And if you transform it into plural, it would become, they like sweets. Then the second use we would read, in case of persons, persons means the first person, like singular and plural, I and we. Second person, you becomes singular as well as the plural. And third person is, you know, he, the singular number, and they, the plural number. So like, I like movie, or he likes movie. Right. Then, we would see the use of uncountable noun, where we would find the agreement between the subject and the verb. When we use an uncountable noun as the subject of a verb, we use a singular form of the verb. For example, honesty is the best policy. Fear begins to grieve him. Then, point number four, we would discuss here singular and plural nouns. When we use a singular noun as the subject of a verb, we use a singular verb. Plural noun takes a plural verb. For example, the sun was shining in the sky. The students were participating in the online quiz. Then, in point number five, we would discuss the phrase one of plus plural noun. Let us give the example. One of the girls was singing. So whenever I am using the phrase one of the, I am using the plural noun. And the plural noun here is girls. Like, one of the girls was singing. One of the students is doing his best. Then, in the next number, we would see the agreement in long subject. Preferably, we find it in a long sentence. When a clause or a long group of words is the subject, we have to be careful to make the verb agree with the subject. For example, the books which I purchased yesterday are very useful for my examination. So the use of the auxiliary verb are is making a correspondence with the plural, that is books. Similarly, in the second sentence, the boy whom I met in the market was my brother's friend. I am using here was because it is denoting or indicating the singular noun, that is the boy. Then in number 7, we would find the verb has to agree with the real subject that follows the introductory there. If the subject is singular, then there will be followed by a singular verb. It means the word there will be followed by a singular verb. If the real subject is plural, then the word there will be followed by a singular verb. If the real subject is plural, then it will be followed by plural verb, as I said already. Now we will see it giving the example. There is no webcam, singular. Webcam is singular here. There is no webcam attached to the system. But in the second sentence, we would find the use of plural nouns. The example here is, there are 20 webcams, plural webcams. There are 20 webcams attached to the systems in the computer lab. Then in point number 8, we would see, when two or more nouns function as a subject, a plural verb is used. For example, Ram and Shyam are intelligent students of the class. Here I am using plural. Students and the corresponding verb is are. Then, in the next point, we would find distances, weight, feet, amounts of money, often we use a singular verb in this case even when the subject is plural. In this case means when we use these words in sentence. Let us prove it in the examples. 100 rupees for 1 liter of petrol is a matter of concern. Look at the verb is, it is singular. Similarly, in the second example, we will see 7,000 kilometers for pilots of Indian Air Force in Rafales is a small distance, you know. Rafale, the fighter jets were purchased from France recently, so I am giving this example. Even you can say, fighting at 10,000 kilometers above sea level for the Indian soldiers is a matter of pride. I am using the auxiliary verb here, is. Then in number 10, we will see the plural names, the title of a book, the name of a house or a hotel in plural takes a singular verb. For example, the Arabian Nights has interesting stories. Here the word the Arabian Nights is a work, a literary work. It is in plural form, but it is singular in nature. So I would use here singular verb. So I have used has. The Arabian Nights has interesting stories. The Hotel Polynomials is a five-star hotel of the city. Look at the word polynomials. Of course, it's a word from mathematics, but it's in plural. It seems as plural form, but actually it is singular and there is no plural. So the Hotel Polynomials, which appear to be plural, which seem to be plural because of the use of the word as, but in reality it's singular. So I am using here is. The Hotel Polynomials is a five-star hotel of the city. Then plural nouns with singular meaning. For example, measles is an infectious disease. Optics is an important part of physics. Then we would see singular nouns with plural verb. The police have arrested the terrorists. Then point number 13. Collective nouns like group, crowd, flock, regiment, etc. are generally followed by a singular verb. For example, a group of boys was playing in the ground. Look at the word was, singular verb. Then number 14, class nouns such as food, furniture, clothing, etc. take a singular verb. For example, this furniture is very old. Then point number 15, some nouns which appear to be plural in form when preceded by a pair of. Look at the phrase, a pair of. So some nouns which appear to be plural in form when preceded by a pair of take a singular verb. For example, shoes, scissors, trousers, etc. A pair of scissors was taken out of the drawer. My scissors do not cut well. A pair of shoes was bought by him. His shoes have worn out. Then point number 16. Some nouns are preceded by a lot of, a plenty of, a great deal of, etc. These nouns take a singular verb when they refer to amount or quantity, but they take a plural verb when they refer to number. A lot of people visit the exhibition. A plenty of water was supplied to the villagers. Then in point number 17, we would see when a singular subject is joined by as well as, in addition to, except, etc., with another noun or pronoun, we use a singular verb. Let's prove this theory. Sohan as well as his brother has come. Look at the word has, singular. My father, in addition to our neighbor, has gone out for a walk. Then in the next number we would see, a singular verb is used with singular pronouns. For example, is, either, neither, anyone, etc. For example, each of the boys was given a prize. Neither of the students was absent. So when you would come towards the last part of the slides, you will see when two or more subjects are connected by nor, or, the verb is used according to the number of the noun nearest to it. Look at the example. Neither she nor her sisters visit the temple. Look at the word sisters, plural countable. And look at the word visit. So the word visit corresponds with sisters. So it corresponds with the nearest noun. Next, the second example. Either they or he is telling a lie. Look at the word is, because it is nearest to the noun he. Then in the next, we would see the jury is about to give its decision. When I am saying it as a collective noun, as a whole, as one unit, I am using singular verb. But when I am finding the differences, not as an individual unit, not as a whole, I am using it in a different way. For example, the jury are divided in their opinion. Then in the last slide you will see, when some nouns are regarded as one unit, they take a singular verb. For example, bread and butter is a wholesome food. You can say is a balanced food. Brick and stone is lying scattered all over the place. Time and tide waits for none. So in the last slides you will see the point number 19, where you will see the use of the word nor or either. Then you will find the collective noun. Then you will find the nouns regarded as one unit. So we begin with the objective of teaching and learning, subject-verb agreement, and we found the worksheet. There you would find the questions in multiple choice based, right? I think 8 number of sentences you would find, and you have to fill in the blank, selecting the most appropriate one. And similarly, some exercises are in dialogue forms. I hope it would be very meaningful to you. Thank you, students. Thank you very much. Stay home and stay safe. All the best. Happy learning.